Hello?
Hey, Francisco, John over at Local Splasher, calling you back.
Oh, yeah, I want to go ahead and do it, man.
All right, that's awesome to hear, man. Yeah, sorry I missed your call a little bit earlier. I was on the phone over there, you know, so.
Oh, no, it's fine.
All right. So, Francisco, let's start on everything here. I want to make sure it's all set and done in the right way, because once it's up on Google, I want to make sure that it's consistent on there, okay? Francisco, I'm pretty sure I got the spelling correct, but I want to just double check. Spelling the first name, FRANCISCO, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name?
It's GURROLA.
Perfect. All right. And is this the best number to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is we're going to set up a tech call. And that tech call, all we ask for is an hour window, but it doesn't mean that's going to take a whole hour, okay? They just need that hour window to give you a call. And they'll get everything set up for you as well, talk about all the content you like to add, keywords, stuff like that for your website, okay? So what day do you have available to speak with them?
What is your guys' schedule as you guys put?
Okay, because we're in California as well. So it's anywhere from 7 to 4. That's our time plan.
Okay. But, is this Monday through Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday. Yeah, we're closed on weekends. I can set you up as early as tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, I'm trying to see because I want to make sure I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
And you said it's an hour window, huh?
Yeah, you got it. And I'm going to try my best to call with them so that way I can introduce you as well, too, okay?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Would we be able to do next week or no?
Yeah, that's fine. I would highly suggest on Monday then, if that's the case, though.
Can we do Tuesday? Because on Monday, the rest of this week, I'm probably not going to finish it until, 5.
Okay. Tuesday would probably work better. Then what time would work for you, though?
Can you do Tuesday at 3? I'll make sure I'll be done work by 3.
Got you. All right. I'm going to put it in right now, okay? So I'm going to send over a Google invite on the calendar there to the both of you guys, okay? So it'll be to you and to them. You're just going to go on your email there to hit yes for me, okay? So give me a second. And it's to the email, the gfrancisco1997@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I just sent that over to you. Let me know once you got it.
I just got it. So you said just put yes, right?
You got it, huh?
Yeah, so I just clicked yes.
Awesome. Okay. And that should come through on my end over here. Yep, got it. All right, sweet. And then far as what they're going to do is they're going to hit yes on their part just to let you know that they're committed as well too, okay?
Okay.
Far as the business name, I have the last name and Sons Landscaping. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then the address I have is 1850 Huntington Drive, right?
Yeah. Can I not put my address on there?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. So the reason why we confirmed the business address, though, is because per Google guidelines, like I think I spoke to you about before, they're going to send you a letter in the mail just to verify that you have a real business and that you're a real person, okay? So they're going to send it to this address. I'll remind me when we go over keywords not to put your address up on Google, though, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. Sounds good.
All right. And the zip code, though, is 91786?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And then, Francisco, let's go over all the nitty-gritty stuff here. So what we're going to do – just a second, where is it? Oh, there we go. That's why. Far as – I'm not going to accept payment at the exact moment, but on the card that we'll be using today, is it saying just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
No, it's just first and last name.
Okay. And then for the customers that you want them to call you, do you want them to text, call, email, all three, just one of them?
All three is fine.
Okay. Put that in there. As far as your hours of operations, what would you say that would be?
Like 7 to 4:30.
7 to 4:30? Okay.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then I just want to make sure that you want them to email as well, you said, right? Because I want to make sure it's the same email, though.
I have a different email that I use for the business.
Okay. What's that email then?
It is my last name.
Oh, yep.
And then it's and, like the word.
And, okay.
And sons at gmail.com.
And sons at gmail.com. Okay, so I got Garula. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Because I'm half Puerto Rican, man, but I can't roll R's for nothing. Garula, and sons at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Not embarrassed at all. Okay. So we got that there. And as far as the website, I want to make sure you have that as well. Okay. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do PayPal, Venmo, cash, check?
It's cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, and Cash App as of right now.
And Cash App as well, okay. Okay, and if any time you need to change that or add a few on there, just make sure you contact our client support or our account management team just to make sure that they add those things for you, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. Now, you don't have a Facebook business page by any chance, do you?
No, as of right now, no.
Okay, cool.
I don't have any business page on social media.
Okay, all right, sounds good. If you do, let us know. We'll go ahead and link that up for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay, and then we have this here. I want to make sure this is congruent. Okay, looks like we're good there. Let's go over the keywords you want to be found for as far as your services that you want to be that you offer, okay? So I'm just going to type away, just kind of throw them out there for me, and I kind of take it from there. Obviously, we want to have, like, construction, post-construction cleanup type of deal, right?
I don't really do that because sometimes people, like, think that demo.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you like to put then? Let me know.
So it would be lawn care.
Lawn care, okay.
Landscaping.
Okay.
Grass installation.
Got it.
Artificial turf.
Okay. Does that last long? I just need to ask because my father tried to do that one time, and I don't know.
It just depends on the quality. If you get a nice quality and you do a good job, it should last you like more than 15 years.
No way. That long, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Sorry. Get distracted there. All right. What else you got?
Pavers.
Pavers, okay.
Hardscape.
Hardscape, got it.
Irrigation.
Irrigation.
Tree trimming.
Tree trimming. That's pretty good for right there, man. Yeah. What I can do is I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more. Okay. So that way when they do talk to you, if he comes into mind, write them down and they'll add it in there for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. More pow. Okay. This looks good. That looks good. All right. And then we're going to go over the card information as well too. So, put that in there. I'm just going to double check because I'm giving you a discounted rate here. Okay? I want to make sure it's not going a dollar more there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that one's all set there. You got sirens going on over there, huh?
Yeah.
Everything all right? Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, on the card that we're using, is the same, the billing address the same as well, too? The one that we have on file?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. Boom, 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 boom. That's good. Okay, and what kind of card is it? Is it a Visa, MasterCard? What are we working with?
It's American Express.
American Express, okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 3792 96 06 50 81 009.
All right. And then the expiration date?
0925.
Okay. And there should be a security code as well?
267.
Okay. Put it right there. All right. Now, before I make any process on there, I'm going to make sure we build you a security question and answer. Okay. You have three choices. The reason why we're doing this is because there's some scammers out there, you know, believe it or not, but so I've even been through a few of my own clients where people try to pose as John, saying their local splash, so just know that if they don't know the security question nor the answer, do not give them any information, okay? This rate that we have for you is the done deal rate. If anyone asks for more money, they're not us, okay? So first question, or so you can choose out of these three. Mother's maiden name. City you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Ramos, R-A-M-O-S.
Okay. All right. So make sure not to give him any hints either, okay?
No.
All right. All right, cool. And we'll make sure this is there. And so what we're going to do before we process the payment, we're going to go over a voice verification, okay? So this is the added form of protection for you. So anytime to ask a question, just try to answer as clear as possible. And if you have questions for me, you can stop me in my tracks and just ask me away, and I'll be more than happy to address those concerns, okay?
All right.
All right, partner. Sounds good. All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name, or please state the name of your business.
Gurrola and Sons Landscaping.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Francisco Gurrola, owner-operator.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you're authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And that's where we set up that security question there for you, okay? So don't fall for any of that. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so this one's pretty much asking to make sure that any time that you need to run new promotions or have a tech call, let them know the things that they need to do as much as possible so they can actually make it happen, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and repeat that. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 2nd, in a non-refundable amount of $298. This will be a recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in an amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. All right. So to prevent charges from your next month of service, your client support and revisit where your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process this payment here, and it's only for $298. Once it goes through, you're going to receive an email and a text message, and it'll be our last position to do anything here, okay?
Okay.
All right. It should have just gone through. Let me know once you get that text message there. Anything processed there for you?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, I'll give it a little bit there. If not, you can always check
it.
Your... Oh, go ahead.
I just received both of them.
Okay, beautiful. The text message is probably the easiest one to do. Go ahead and pop that open for me.
Uh-huh.
And there should be a part where it says to click here for to sign terms and experience or terms and conditions.
Yeah, I got it.
There you go. If you'll see everything that's included on there. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll need to go ahead and type in your name, first and last name, and the date. And above or below it, you'll hit yes for the confirm on that.
Oh.
Yeah, let me know when that goes through.
It just went through.
Beautiful. Where did it take you now? Did it take you to like a sign-in page?
Yeah, login page.
Perfect. Okay, so don't touch it from there. That's what our techs are going to go ahead and run through with you to build it, okay? So that way you have full login and password and all of that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Hey, I told you I was going to say this, man, but welcome to Local Splash and the family.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, man. We're going to do really well with you, all right? We'll make sure to get things up and running. Just know that, you know, our techs are going to give you a call next Tuesday. I sent over information so we can get started on a few things now, but next Tuesday is when it's really going to start picking up, so just make sure to answer your call from an 877 number, and possibly it'll be me introducing you anyway, so we'll be all right from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Hey, you take it easy, Francisco. It's a pleasure talking with you. I'll talk to you soon. All right?
Yeah, you too.
All righty, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.